You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This made me laugh because we have to admit that we need to be careful when we talk about this, because obviously there are tragic situations that happen with children, but this is not a tragic situation. This is just a funny story. And so we want you to share your experience like Trisha. She actually shares two, one that's hers and one that is her aunt. But I love the story that she's got. It has to do with when you just kind of turn around and your kids are gone and you're like, oh my God, where'd they go? Hi, boys. Since you're both parents, I wondered if you've ever lost your child for a few minutes or longer. Over the weekend, we went to a park with the dog and our four-year-old. We always used to watch him like a hawk, but I guess we've gotten complacent. He was on one of the play areas 1 minute. Then when I looked back, he was gone. And I panicked for a solid minute, running everywhere, calling his name. Let me jump in here for just a moment. Everybody has experienced, if you're a parent, I think, that pit of your stomach feeling like that when you turn around and suddenly they're just not there. Even if it's just in a store or something.
Yeah, you're like in a Kohl's or something and you start hollering for them and they pop out from underneath like a rack and you're like, you little son of a.
She says, I panicked for about a solid minute running everywhere calling his name. You'll love this, Jared. Turns out he'd seen some geese and run after them. He was chasing geese.
Oh, cute.
Those are
they're mean. They'll snap at you. Yeah, they'll take a finger off.
And then Trisha adds, my aunt had five kids, and she once accidentally left one of them in a McDonald's and drove off, had to turn around and go back to get him. He never even knew she'd left. He was playing in the ball pit or something. You know those little play areas they've got at some fast food restaurants?
Yeah.
The kid was in the ball pit playing, and mom just put the other kids in the car and drove off. Trisha says, thank you for the laughs and the fun spirit you send out every day. I love my boys in the morning.
Well, oh, you know, that's sweet of you. Thank you.
It's a very
we
nice
do have
thing
a fun spirit, don't we?
Well, we try.
That's great.
So that's the segment this morning, is when you misplaced your child, where were you and how long did it last?
Yeah.
I remember talking about this many years ago on the show. And there was somebody who called in and told a story. It was kind of like similar to the aunts in that they had a whole bunch of kids, like four, five, six kids. And they had stopped at like one of those rest stops on the highway. But one of those that you used to have a place called Stuckey's. But, you know, there's their little restaurant, things like that. But it's rest stops off the highway. And she said that she got left behind at one of those. And her family, they were at least 50 miles down the road.
How does that happen?
Because there were a whole bunch of them, and she was in the way back. It was
like a passenger van or something.
It was like an RV. No, it was an RV thing. Oh. And she was in the way back taking a nap when they got there. So they were just like, we'll leave her in there asleep. They all bundled out of the thing, went in, spent 5 minutes. And while they were inside, she woke up, got out of the RV, walked in, but didn't see them. They came out, got in, assumed she was
like
still
a movie,
asleep.
Isn't it? It's like a movie.
Exactly. They assumed she was still asleep way back there in the back, and they were 50 miles away, and I think they said like highway patrol had to pull them over.
Oh, man.
Like she's crying in this restaurant thing.
They left me.
Yeah, and the highway patrol had to track down the family in an RV and said, your kid is like 50 miles back that way.
Oh, how embarrassing and horrible.
Megan's one of them. She was telling a funny story on text about getting lost in a Target. But she also mentioned about the being called over the intercom.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And that makes me laugh because there is the old parent page that comes over the intercom.
Lost
right?
child, yeah. I like Greg's. Greg wrote in and said, yeah, we were in Las Vegas for a family trip. We were at the M&M's store wandering around. Our youngest was still in a stroller. I stopped to look at something and continued walking. We got to the bottom floor and asked, where's Matthew?
Right.
He says, we had to run back up to the fourth floor, and he was still just sitting there in the stroller looking around like nothing had happened.
We love these stories. Now, the lines are jammed. We're going to try to get to all of them if we can, so let's jump right in, starting with Carrie. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning.
We do have to ask everyone who's calling in to condense your stories and make them as quick as possible so we can get as many on as possible. What's yours, Carrie?
Sure. So I actually got left behind twice by my parents.
Twice?
This was twice, yes. The first time it was just me. I have two brothers, and we were at a family function at a park and had two cars. So, of course, Mom went home with one kid, and then Dad went home with the other kid, and, of course, each of them thought they had me. And yeah. So I was playing in the swing set, went back to the picnic area, didn't see anybody I knew. So, of course, I started walking down the path crying, not knowing what I was going to do, because this is in the 70s, so, you know, no cell phones. And it just so happened that my uncle was in a picnic area in a different part of the park and found me. And so we went a payphone. Yeah. So we go to a payphone and call my mom. And he calls, and of course,
okay, we got to stop,
that,
Carrie.
Remember the thing about being quick?
Remember we said we had to do these really, really fast.
Okay, so once in a park.
Here's what I want to add. If you were left behind twice, eventually, don't you have to think that your family's telling you something?
Yeah.
The second time, I was just like, they'll figure it out and come back. I didn't even care.
Good for you. Carrie, thank you for the call. We appreciate you hanging out with us today. Here's Lynette. Lynette, good morning. Lost child story.
I lost my in my own house.
Okay.
I thought she took off. I was cleaning and she was sitting on the couch watching TV. Well, I came back out to check on her. She's gone.
Uh-oh.
So I thought. So I went out asking my neighbors, have you seen my child? Nobody's seen her and I'm having a meltdown. And so I had them all looking for her. I came in to call the cops. Well, next thing I know, I hear something. I thought, well, what in the world? Come to find out, look behind the couch, there she is sleeping.
Oh, what a story.
All my neighbors are out looking for her.
What a story.
And then you're embarrassed. You got to go back out.
Oh, no, she was behind the couch.
She was behind the couch.
Oh, Lynette,
thank you.
Let me read you one from Amanda that came in. She says, boys with like 9 Z's. I left my kid at church once. The service ended. I had totally spaced that I dropped my son at Sunday school in the basement of the church. I got in my car and zipped off. I realized my mistake when the church called me about 20 minutes later. She says, I'm a horrible mother. Your kid is still here.
Get a load of this one from Katie in Denver. When my brother was little, he loved playing hide and seek. He went to Bass Pro Shops with my dad, decided to play hide and seek in the boats without telling my dad. So
I like that one. That's a good one.
I love that one.
All right.
Quick call. We'll see how quick. April, what's the story?
The one for me was I was little. I was maybe like 2 or something. And I was left at home when my younger brother was like being blessed at church or something. So we had family in town and all of that, and everybody's piling in. Everybody's all frantic to get over to the church. And I think everyone assumed that I was in everybody else's car. It wasn't until everybody's on the pew and looking around, and it's like, hey, wait a minute, where's April? You know, and it was probably like a half hour from home, but I had, I guess, just crawled up on the couch and gone to sleep. I was totally unaware, but being from a large family, that's not like that. Wasn't the only time.
Sure, April. We gotta run. Wow. We gotta tell as many stories as we can.
Dang.
Thank you. But let me underline her point, because there's so many people listening right now who are like, well, how can that ever happen? How can you lose your child? You can start. This is a lot of families today have 1 or 2 kids. You start dealing with families with 4, 5, 6 or more kids. kids get left behind.
You're very busy. There's a lot of bodies, a lot of movement, a lot of stress. So, yeah, I mean, this is going to happen.
April, thank you for the call. Everyone else, you got to tell your stories quick. Sarah, what happened?
So I was at Crossroads Mall back in the early 90s. They had those clothing racks, you know, in the middle of the aisles, those round ones.
Mm-hmm.
Clearance sale, Montgomery Wards. My son decided to play hide and seek on me. And I walked out of the store looking for him everywhere. I got about halfway through the mall and I hear over the intercom, "Sarah, can you please come pick up your son, Matthew?" He was 2.
Oh, man.
It's hide and seek, man. It's always hide and seek. But we teach our kids to play hide.
Yeah, we do. We do. It's our own fault, right?
Susan, quickly, what's the story?
So I am the mom of 3. At the time, I had twin boys that were 4, and their little brother was 3. And I decided to take them to the aquarium during spring break. And it was packed, wall-to-wall people the whole time. And we had just gotten started, and I turned around to check on one, and the other, and one of my twins took off. And so I was trying to find him. I threw the other one in the double stroller, and I was trying to run through the aquarium with the other two, but there was just people everywhere that I looked, and I couldn't find him for about 45 minutes. It was the worst time of my life, I think.
45 then, minutes?
What?
Yes. I couldn't
Dang.
Get through. I could not get through the aquarium because there was so many people, and I'm with a double wide stroller. And, when I did finally find him, there he was, just at the very end by the sharks, just staring at the sharks.
You know, I was going to tell a joke. I was going to say, was he in the shark tank? But no, he was just watching the sharks. Susan, thank you for calling us. From 3682, put your names on your text if you can. Here's another story of somebody who stopped at a gas station. Parents thought they were in the back of the camper, left us at the gas station. See, I think that happens more often than
you maybe.
Think.
This one came in from Kate. She says, "We left my son Kevin at home by mistake around Christmas time.
Shut up.
We went to Paris. I had to hitch a ride home in a moving truck with a polka band. Made it home just in time for the holiday. Turns out the house was almost robbed while we were gone, too."
Shut up.
I just wrote that when I was a fan.
Debbie, lost our son in the concourse at a Rapids game.
Oh, that's terrifying. There's a lot of people there.
We each thought the other had him.
That's
panic
scary.
And security involved.
Yeah, that's super scary.
Thanks for your stories. Thanks for entertaining us this morning. Your boys in the morning here at Denver's Mix 100.